Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with another in our series on preparing for the coming storm. We need to face the facts, we need to face the future, that things in the days ahead are not going to be friendly for anyone who stands truly on the Word of God. The next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christian. Now, sometimes we hear that referred to as the rapture of church. That's not scriptural. The next major event is the rapture of the Christians out of this world. It is important to understand that the phrase the rapture of the church, as we often hear it, suggests that there is a universal church taught in the scriptures. There is no such thing in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, we read, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." One of the reasons we need to comfort one another with these words is because in the end time, as we've seen many cases, and we will see, that it's not going to be a user-friendly world for Christians just prior to when Jesus comes back. But here's the good news. Jesus is coming again. Marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again. what a wonderful day it'll be. Jesus is coming again. Well, let's look at these verses that we read. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now, to be ignorant is to be void of understanding. And there were some things that were being taught by false prophets concerning the return of Christ. And Jesus, or Paul, said to these folks there at Thessalonica, you need to understand what's really going to happen. In this case, the subject has to do with prophecy concerning the rapture of the Christians out of this world. And so in this portion of Scripture, Paul gives us some information concerning what will take place when the rapture occurs. He said, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope, if or since we believe. Sometimes, actually the word since can be translated from the Greek four different ways, or the word if, I should say, and what it means here is since. Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them also, he said, we which are asleep and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent or precede or go before them which are asleep. There was a mix-up in what was being taught concerning the order of things. And so in John chapter 14, when Jesus was leaving and the disciples were really upset about it, imagine being left to face that crowd without him. And he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if, or here's one of those indications where it means since. There's no doubt Jesus was going. So he said, and if or since I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now in 1 Corinthians he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now notice, first of all, he says there's going to be a shout. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, we read in John 14, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Now, it said that he called his name Lazarus, the whole graveyard would have come forth. In John 5:25, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear, and they shall live. Now, notice the archangel here. There's two focuses. One is on the nation of Israel, and one is on the Christian people. Notice the difference. Michael the Archangel has a specific function concerning the people of Israel. At the time of the rapture, he will signal to the nation of Israel that God has returned, and the focus of his attention at the last final redemption is here on his chosen nation. God is a chosen nation in this world. Happens to be Israel. He can do what he wants. He could have chose Canada. He could have chose any nation in the world. He did not. He chose the nation of Israel. So in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, concerning this prophecy, it says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. Whose people? Daniel's people. Daniel was of Israel. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people, that is Israel, shall be delivered. In Revelation 12:7, we read about it, there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels. Now we have the trump. 1 Corinthians, we read, behold, I show you. Who's he talking to? He's talking to individual Christians here now, not a nation, the Christians at that church at Corinth. He says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Notice we here, not the nation, but now the individual Christian. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. There's some foolish nonsense out there that this Trump has something to do with President Trump. I'm not even going to comment on that nonsense. Anyway, when we're talking about this last trump, it's time to go home. That's what it means. In the Bible times, when they went to war, they had a last trump that would be blown, that would be telling the fighting men, your time of fighting is over. It's time for you to go home. The last trump ended their time in the warfare. When the trumpet blows, it will be the signal that we are going home. Oh, bring it on. I hope that trumpet sounds today. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Though we have the dead in Christ, but he said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. In 4:16 we read, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now notice the two things here. In 1 Thessalonians 5:2 it says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And then we read in Revelation 1:7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. That's interesting. They're all going to wail because of him. God says amen. So be it. They've been cursing the Son of God for 2,000 years here. He died for them. No, there's going to be a time when the Bible says Jesus will come, and he comes with wrath without mixture, the Bible says. Now, there's a little wrath these days with mixture, with grace and mercy. Not now, not when this happens in Revelation. He's going to come with wrath without mixture. Now, we see here he comes as a thief in the night. That is what we call the rapture of the Christian. He comes when every eye shall see him. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Two different occurrences, and we're going to look at that in our next program. 4:17 we read, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. As we said, that's the next thing on God's program. To meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is when Jesus comes as a thief in the night to catch the jewels and take them to be with him. And so he says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Here's something we know. This know also that the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Now, it's been like that in the world for a long time, but before Jesus comes back, it's going to be like that in our local churches, and it is. Traitor, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We read back in Isaiah 1:9, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. That's where we're living today. Well, once again, marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King, Jesus is coming again.